Let's add W. Do you still remember it? Remember it? Mwawa? Here we go. Mwawa, good. Mawawa. Zia. Tall. Mawawa. Kangaroo. Mawawa. Eek. Say ah. Okay, you did well. Let's see how many words you can copy at 5 words a minute. Using the letters that you've already learned. Do you think that's too tough? I don't. I think you're ready. Here we go. Did you get it? That word was eat. E-A-T. Another word? That was the word ate. Am I making you hungry? You're doing so great. Why don't you stop and reward yourself with a snack? But hurry back. How about another word? Are you ready? Tea. Shipped from the Orient. Here's the next one. Teak, an important wood in shipbuilding. Teak. A golf tee. We, as in very small. That word was weak, but if you got it right, look at all the words that you can already copy and after only 2 lessons. Continue to practice this section until you feel you can copy these letters perfectly. When you can, you are ready for check test number 2. Let's see if you can copy these letters, number from 1 to 10. Here we go. Beep. Now check your answers to check test number 2 in the key. Mark your score correct in the check test graph for test 2. Then continue to study this section until you make a perfect score on check test number 2. Mark each new score on your check test graph. This will help you realize just how much progress you are actually making. Take a break of 1 hour or more before you continue to lesson 3. You now know 1/5 of the English Morse code alphabet. Congratulations! You're making great progress. Lesson number 3. Are you all set for lesson number 3? Are you clear of distractions? Let's see how well you remember the letters you learned in lesson 2. Take your pencil and copy them. Here we go. You should have written K-A-E-T-W. Review the sound-alikes for each of these letters now before going on to the next section. Right, kangaroo, K. Say ah. A. E. Tall. T. And finally, Mawawa. W. Good, you remembered them all. If you did remember all these letters, stop the tape and post them in the Letters I Know scoreboard. If some of our letters are still hazy, you should not go on in this tape until you have studied the section in the manual entitled Special Memory Clues. These helps are not necessary if the letters are sticking easily as the course moves. A few people experience difficulty and need extra activities to really set the learning in concrete. If that is you, it is wise to admit it now and begin to add the extra activities that will save you lots of time later. You will find some of the crazy suggestions popping up later as we move through the course. Some students profit from using these techniques after a 1 hour wait, following each tape lesson before coming back to the tape. As we are all different in the way we learn, you should tailor the lesson to your own needs. Just be sure that you are not skipping ahead and are at least staying with the tape, even though it may seem too slow and too easy for you now. Be sure you know all the letters very well before proceeding with this lesson. Today we will learn the sounds for the letters S, O, and Y. I think these letters are easy, and you should have no trouble if you are really putting your mind to it. It's a lot of fun to set up a simple reward system for yourself. For instance, take a sip of coffee or eat a peanut every time you get a right answer for a while. Your hard work deserves to be rewarded. Let's begin with the letter O. Find the Santa Claus in your alphabet letter cards. The sound for O is ho, ho, ho. Listen to it and study the picture of old Saint Nick. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Three long beeps. Repeat ho, ho, ho each time the O is sounded. Ho, ho, ho. Did you notice that Santa's mouth is forming the letter O? He's doing that because he's using our sound alike, which is ho, ho, ho. Listen again. Ho, ho, ho. Maybe he has the gear that you need for your new station in his bag. What do you think? I'll bet that's the meaning of his ho, ho, ho. Repeat ho, ho, ho each time you hear the sound. Close your eyes and see if you can see Santa leaving your new rig under the tree and bounding back up the chimney. Ho, 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 he says as he flies away into the night. Now turn the card over and trace the letter with your finger while repeating ho, ho, ho each time the letter O is sounded. Here we go. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Now trace the letter O in the air. Remember, repeat the sound alike. Ho, ho, ho. Okay, you're ready to trace the O on a textured surface. Ho, ho, ho. I think you're now ready for the letter Y. Find the sound alike card for the letter Y. Place the L card where you can continue to see the letter. Study the card. The perplexed ghost in Y is asking the question, why did I die? Why did I die? Why did I die? Listen to the letter as it sounded. Why did I die? Why did I die? Can you tell him? Why did I die? Visualize every aspect of this picture as you listen to the code. Repeat, why did I die? Why did I die? Now close your eyes and see if you can recall the picture and bring it to life, so to speak. Why did I die? Now turn the card over and trace the letter Y, repeating the sound alike each time. Why did I die? Why did I die? The letter Y is Why did I die? Alright, let's trace it with your whole arm in the air. Here we go. Why did I die? Now on a rough surface, why did I die? Did I die? Okay, let's put the O and the Y together. Can you tell them apart? Say the sound alike for each as we go. Point at the correct card. Ready? Ho, ho, ho. That was the letter O. Why did I die? The letter Y. Good for you. Why did I die? Ho, ho, ho. Why did I die? The letter Y. Ho, ho, ho. I think you've got it. See if you can do some by yourself. Write them as we go. Here they come. You should have written Y, O, Y, Y, O. How'd you do? If you got them all right, then let's add the letter S. Place the Y card and the O card together where you can still see them, and take a good look at the S. Notice the tiny snake that has just hatched from his shell, and he greets you with an ominous tss. That's a sound alike for the letter S. See the snake's tongue pop out with each letter. Listen to it carefully as I send it on the code key. Here it is. Close your eyes and visualize the picture and repeat the sound alike for the letter S. Open your eyes and study the picture of the snake carefully until you can form it with your eyes closed. Did you notice that this venomous baby has already coiled himself into the form of an S? He may be ready to strike. Now turn the card over, tracing the letter, and repeat each time the S is sounded. Right now on a rough surface. Okay, are you ready to put all three of our new letters together? Place the card so that you can see all three of the letters and point to each letter as it's sounded. Repeat the sound alike for each as we go. Here it comes. Why did I die? Ho, ho, ho. Now you're on your own. Did you copy Y, S, and then O? If you did, I think you've got it. The international distress signal sounds like this. Let's hope you never really have a need to use it. Do you think you're ready for a quiz? Let's give it a try. Number your paper to 10 and remember to say the sound alike for each letter. Here we go. You should have written S-O-Y-O-Y-S-O-O-Y-S. If you are copying these letters perfectly, let's add in our old friends one at a time. Here we go. Wawa, remember W? Ho, ho, ho. Why did I die? Okay, here you go. You're on your own. You should have written Y-O-W-S. Let's add another letter from lesson 2. Remember tall? Here we go. You're on your own. That time you should have written T-W-Y-S-O. Okay, let's add another one. Here you go. You remember A? Say ah. Copy this sequence. You should have copied A T Y A S T O W. How did you do? If you did all right, let's add E. Here we go. Remember E? 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 Okay, let's see if you can handle the whole string, this time with the E in it. You should have copied E T W S Y O A and finally E. Did you copy like a professional? Next sequence. Do you know that you just copied the words stow away, S-T-O-W-A-W-A-Y. Did you get it right? The next sequence, here we go. I bet you were looking for another word. It's no word, but it's a string of letters. Check them now. It's K-O-S-A-W-E-T. How you doing? If you're doing fine, let's move on. Here's a list of practice words. See if you can figure out what each one is. Write quickly. That word was took. How about this one? You got it. The word was toy. T-O-Y. Next word. That word was stay. How about this one? That was woke, W-O-K-E. And the last word? Yes. Yes, you are really copying words in Morse code. If you'd copied all of these correctly, you are really ready for check test number 3. If you're still making some mistakes, rewind the tape and continue to practice until you are handling all of this lesson perfectly. All right, ready for check test number 3. You need a pencil and a paper. Number to 10 again. Here we go. All right, stop the tape now and check the answers to check test number 3 and see how you did. Your progress is evident. Mark the number correct on your check test graph and continue to work on this section until you have succeeded in making 100% on this check test. If you got all of them right, you now know 1/4 of the Morse code English alphabet. You have shown yourself by now that this whole task of preparing for your amateur radio license will not be too tough at all. Before long, you will be setting up your own station. You know, it's a good idea to tell some friends about what you are doing and to get some completion dates set about this time in your course. If you are average, you should be able to copy 5 words per minute in less than 4 weeks total. Set your goal and continue to stick with your practice periods. Take at least a 1-hour break now before proceeding to lesson 4. Continue to practice the sound-alikes for each lesson before going on. When you are away from these lessons, try to remember to do that. This will increase the likelihood that the memory glue will stick and that you will not need review lessons. Lesson number 4. Be sure that you have the materials that you are going to need ready. Notice your Letters I Know scoreboard. Do you think that you still remember the letters you learned in Lesson 3? If so, are you ready to post them? Let's give you a quick test to see. Copy these letters. You should have written Y-S-O-S-Y-O. If you got them all correct, stop the tape and post your new letters. With 8 letters solidly behind you, you only have 18 to go. If you had any trouble remembering any of these letters from Lesson 3, rewind the tape and review those letters before going on. About this time in the course, it's a good idea for you to begin practicing sending code. A number of good keyers are available on the market. Another profitable method is simply to use the sound-alikes to spell out words and signs along the highway as you travel. Sending the letters for the car licenses you pass is also a good technique. Be sure you are using the sound-alikes and not some other sound or word. The sound-alikes really separate all letters. Using something else, such as didas, can be confusing at this point. Be sure as you use the sound-alikes that you make the inflection of your voice as much like the beeps really sound as possible. It's why did I die, not why did I die. Be creative and let your mind discover some new ways to practice. Now that you have gotten this far, it's fair to tell you that we purposely gave you most of the hard letters at the beginning of the course. The whole exercise should get easier as we go. My best advice to you is to really bear down now and keep up the practice. When you finish Lesson 5, you will know one half of the alphabet. Lesson number 4 will introduce 3 new letters to you, the U, the D, and the P. We will continue to practice with T as well. Take the alphabet card for the letter U and study carefully the picture. You have heard of puppy love. Now this is really sickening. This is lamb love. The sound alike for U is kiss a U. Kiss a U. It sounds like this. Kiss a U. We won't argue about whether it should be kiss and U. Just study the picture to be able to visualize the love affair between this old ram and this sweet young U. Kiss a U. Kiss a U. Listen to it as I key it and repeat kiss-a-you each time the code is sounded. Kiss-a-you. 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 Close your eyes and reproduce the image of the U and the ram. Kiss a U. Kiss a U.
you.
Remember that in some states it's not legal to make a U-turn. Whatever does that have to do with anything? This is the end of side two. Please go on to the next tape.